Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm learning on the fly here, by the way.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Like, I forget to press my on button every once in a while.
I've been doing this for 14 years. I do the same thing. Menegan has to punch it for me sometimes.
Early season at bats for me, if you will.
It's the same thing.
There we go.
Well, it's a pleasure having you here today.
And pleasure to be here. Thank
Tom's, though retired from the Associated Press, still working with the Associated Press and is going to be working with us here at The Fan.
I am. Yeah, I'm going
to. So we're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Exercising, it's a different world for you.
It is very different. Exercising some new muscles. I do have some radio DNA. My mom worked in radio and television in Buffalo.
Oh, nice.
Years ago. Yeah, she was with WGR and WKBW.
I was on WJR this morning.
Were you really?
Is it GR?
GR, yeah.
On there this morning.
Ding.
That wasn't a ding. I was just following up Tom.
Oh, no, you're bragging about how you were on the radio.
No, that's they didn't pay me
that's
a dime.
A ding.
There you go. So, so my mom, God rest her soul, was a producer. She was also the musical librarian.
Nice.
And had a very extensive album collection that unfortunately my dad sold years ago, unbeknownst to the children in the family. So, some rare. Duke Ellingtons and Dizzy Gillespie pressings went right out the way, but that's all good. This is cool.
That's awesome.
This is new for me and exciting. Thanks for having me.
We're going to get into what Mary Kay Cabot just mentioned about a certain quarterback who's actually on this roster in a second here, but we're in the final weeks leading into the draft, in case you didn't know. Pro days wrapped up, rumors swirling. Don't miss Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin's latest edition of their podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. They discuss all of that latest talk, everything that's going on with the Browns, what they'll do on April 24th. You can subscribe to the podcast now, 923thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
Click, click, click.
Mary Kay mentioned Kenny Pickett, and you mentioned Kenny Pickett, and I've talked about Kenny Pickett. Right now, Tom, he's the guy standing.
Hey, what's so bad about Kenny Pickett?
Well,
He's been painted with this negative vibe about him, right? I mean,
our colleague Terry Pluto at the Plain Dealer wrote a great feature about Kenny Pickett over the weekend.
Did he? I'm sorry, I didn't.
And it was
to catch it.
It Terry hammered home a lot of points that I thought. And when they picked him up, Tom, my general reaction was this: well, I didn't expect that, and he's more than I thought they would bring in. For that role.
Fair. Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that is. He's a guy that's always intrigued me. He was a first-round draft pick, 3 years ago?
Yeah. With the same draft profile grade as Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, and a guy that was, you know, dissected, and you know the small hands thing, right, yeah, became a big issue, yeah, before the draft. Pittsburgh still felt, you know, they liked him enough to take him. You know, spent some time where Philadelphia.
Yeah,
would he last year? Right,
would he still be in Pittsburgh if he didn't kind of force his way out?
You know, that's
he wanted out because they brought in Russ Wilson.
That's a fair point, and you know, I can understand why Cleveland fans are not super excited about, you know, Steeler castaways or whatever you want to, yeah, call him. But look, you look at what he's done, that he's still young. I think you've got to give, you know, you got to continue to trust to a degree in this coaching staff and the way they've been able to kind of fight through some quarterback issues, unlike maybe any other NFL franchise over the last 3 years, right? I mean, they've won with other guys.
Yeah.
They brought Joe Flacco in off of his couch and made it to the playoffs, and credit to Joe Flacco there, but also credit to the coaching staff and the system that they had in place to be able to kind of pick up without, you know,
put him in there,
things completely falling
and
apart.
Miss a beat, yeah, really.
So yeah, I'm intrigued by him.
Would this be enough for you? Kenny Pickett starts game one, let's just say.
Rookie quarterback.
You have Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
You have Mary Kay's other rookie quarterback. Could you go Kenny Pickett and two rookie quarterbacks?
That I don't know. That's why I was bringing up to her the veteran. The
yeah,
other, you know, sage, you know.
But you're not going to carry four, right?
No, you're not. But, well, you could. I mean, they did last year until they ended up, you know, making cuts at the end of camp, what,
yeah,
have you. Why am I blanking on the Ravens guy that was here?
Tyler Huntley.
Thank you, Tyler, mm-hmm, Huntley, who I like, by the way. And then,
yeah,
you know, he used to do damage to the Browns, yeah, every time they played him, right? So yeah, I'm more in favor of, I'm with you. Okay, Kenny Pickett, rookie of your choice, and then a veteran. I'd be okay with that. And again, I'm gonna put my faith in Stefanski and company to fix it, to get it right.
A guy like Flacco?
Still around, still available. You know, he's
Flacco with Pickens and a rookie, I think is doable.
Why not? We've seen worse operations.
Well, yeah.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today
with Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah. Is this, I've tried not to think of this, Tom, because.
Keeps well, you up at night?
Well, yeah, a lot of things do. but because of this, I don't want to look to the 2026 draft. You have the second pick in the draft right now. And if you're looking to the 2026 draft, it's supposed to be a pretty good quarterback draft. But and you can't just circle Arch Manning.
Right.
But if you're going to be in position to get a good pick next year, that means you're going to stink this year.
Mm.
And or you're going to have to give up a lot of assets to move up.
I follow your reasoning there, Jeff. I'd remind you, too, though, that don't just focus on the 2026 draft. Focus on the 2026 season in general, and that there are other teams out there who are going to have quarterbacks coming and going.
Yeah.
And there may be a situation where you can then make a trade that you've been thinking about for several years. You know,
for instance, if Shedeur Sanders ends up in New Orleans, there's Derek Carr.
There you go. And you can kind of plug this away. Now, granted, do we all want to see the Browns find the guy and have the franchise guy and have your starter for the next 10 years? Of course.
Sure.
It may not work that way. And it may be a couple years before you can get to the point where you're comfortable in making that move to get that guy. So there's so many things that can still happen, Jeff, right? Somebody's going to become available. Somebody's going to, you know, be in a contract situation with another team that wants out.
Yeah.
Things now, move.
Here's, we're talking about Pickett. This is what we're fighting. And yeah, my buddy Jeff in Cleveland, who sends me wonderful texts. Jeff, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it, despite your bad fantasy football work. Kenny Pickett's not good. Steelers let him go. Philly didn't want to keep him. Who is it, Tanner Rourke? Is that their backup now, I think? Unless we're paying him a lot more than Philly did, why did they say goodbye? Well, they had two backup quarterbacks, and they picked one. And they flipped Kenny Pickett and got something. You know, I just...
The Super Bowl champs, they can do whatever they want.
Well, yeah. I'm probably, Tom, too lenient with this. Kenny Pickett's been in the league, and put in any name, been in the league 3 years. You can't write a guy off. Even a guy who hasn't been wildly successful. I've mentioned this example too many times, and if you've heard it before, forgive me. Rich Gannon kicked around the league forever. And it was like he was in his early 30s when he ends up with the Raiders,
yeah.
And it becomes the MVP and was really good for like 3 years. If you could get a couple of years out of Pickett, or if Kirk Cousins gets available, or as you said, a scenario at the end of training camp. You don't think they could make a trade at the end of training camp and go get
fit
like Derek Carr?
It happens.
It happens all
every
the time.
Year. Yeah.
And that guy could come in and buy you 2 years and keep you competitive for two years.
We get fixated on that number two pick because it's sexy.
There.
It's sexy,
yeah.
And all that, right? And it's been a long time. And listen, everybody here can show the scars of the last 3 years of the quarterback situation here, right?
Yeah.
It's been rough on everyone. Fans, players, media members, it's been rough. And so I think that colors the way we feel about the quarterback situation and the Browns in general.
I agree completely. We'll talk more football. If not today, by golly, in the next week and a half.
Months, you can be sure of it.
In the months ahead. But the Guardians are opening their season today at home. The season's already underway, but their home opening part of the season. Travis Hafner played first base, DH, for the Indians. And he's a buddy of ours. He's next right here on Baskin and Phelps.